Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Lauren, who plays Ophelia.
Hello!
Stephanie, who plays Kuviana.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Kyle, who plays Barry Dingle. Matt, who plays, sorry, all I can think of is Balinor. I'm like, don't fuck up and say Balinor. Don't fuck up and say Balinor. Matt, who plays Wrath.
Oh.
For glory.
And Ben, who plays Valeria.
Yeah, that's, you got it right this time.
I know, because I think of it like Game of Thrones now, because that's what it's from.
Because you're old and hard to get to.
Are we okay?
I have no idea. No idea anymore.
Do we need to have a life talk?
I don't even know.
Nah, we just move on.
So, hey guys.
Hey, Sean.
Hello.
Hi, Sean.
Do you remember what happened last week, Stephanie?
No.
Did you have a sticky note on your computer?
I do! I'm drunk for 3 days. Important thing. Oh my god, I haven't taken notes.
I don't remember that at all.
That's why you have the sticky note.
You guys solved my bard puzzle. I think that was the week before.
I don't know, but it was so... I'm so scared.
You made your way through the Underdark. You came up through the Underdark. You talked to the people at the gate. You got let in. You went to a tavern. You had a fun party night. And you're waking up the next day.
And we are here to try to see if we can't find information about Balinor, right? Because he was looking. He had someone's here. We delivered a note. So that's our main mission. There was something else, wasn't there? Well, we hadn't heard from them in a while, and it was because their communications were down because one of their wizards got a little haywire.
Right. Yeah. He
literally
turned off the magic.
Yeah.
Wizard was on the fritz.
Yeah. Wizard on the fritz.
Somebody didn't pay their payment plan. Like
that, gotta so pay the troll toll.
Get into. No. Undo.
So next morning. I guess I'm going to try to. So, like, when Kuviana's drunk, like shit faced or like a happy buzz, or like what level of drunkenness are we
like? Day drunk.
Yeah, like towards the end of the evening, but still having a good time, not at throw up point.
Okay. But am I still cognizant of things, right?
I don't know, like, Stephanie, how are you when you're that drunk?
When I'm not drunk, I remember a lot, and I don't. Like, people still like me and I'm fun.
Yeah, like, I you know, absolutely still be fun and all that, but I'm like, I don't know if you were
Steph, let's be real, people still love you no matter what.
Play it how you see fit.
Lauren always okay. loves Steph.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm still like I can have conversations with people, but like it's not as good as it normally would be.
You think it's great.
Yeah, like I am super influential and I'm super on top of it, but like, you know, yeah, we'll see how this plays out. We'll see.
Yeah, so on that note, Ophelia is up early trying to get some breakfast and shove food down Kuviana's throat to see if that helps sober her
up. It does not.
How's that going?
This is a magical drunk.
I feel like Ophelia would still try that route no matter what.
Oh, absolutely. I think, well, because I don't, here's the thing, like, you wouldn't know that you're still drunk until the next day. Like, the bartender didn't go, like, you're going to be drunk for a long time. You know what I mean? Like, so it's kind of a surprise that you wake up and you're still drunk.
I'm lucky for 24 hours with the one that I drew, or with the thing that the wheel that I spun.
Yes.
Well, good for you. Okay. Some of us got the blue drink.
Some of us got shit face and some of us got lucky. But, I think it feels a little worried at the fact that her wife is still drunk. She's like, darling, you didn't drink that much. You're being a little bit of a lightweight right now. I'm just trying to, like, sober her up.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I'm fine. Fine. I'm just having a good time, you know, just having a blast, you know. Like, why are you upset, honey? I'm just the same way I always am.
No. Do you? No. You're a little tipsy. It's okay. We can make this work. I just need to figure out why.
I'm fine. I don't know why you're so upset.
I'm 50. 50 years old.
You mind just eating?
Just all SNL references tonight,
right?
No.
Excuse me, as my ears are bleeding.
I appreciate that you're worried about me, honey, mm-hmm. but I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's great. I feel great. Let's go dancing.
Darling. She's most definitely not fun, right?
It's really early in the morning. Can you do something for me? I want you to put your fingertip on my head. Can you do that for me?
So can I? I was like, I'm doing it.
Jack's at disadvantage.
I was like, you have to roll for it. I was like, obviously everybody can see me. Like,
are we sure she's not going to poke her eye out?
See how she does.
I was like, roll for like pointing at your I'm Jack. Scared. I don't know, like sobriety test.
Sobriety like, test.
No, listen, honey, I love you. I love you so much. I just don't even, you don't know how much I love you, darling. Like, you're just my favorite. And so, like, anyway, what were we talking about?
You're going to eat some eggs and bacon. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Let's go get some breakfast.
Yeah, and that's what we go get breakfast with. Really,
okay. I promise I won't be obnoxious this entire time this way.
Commit to the bit. Commit to the bit.
Commit.
Commit to
I
it.
I am. I'm ready.
So that's what our morning's like.
Yeah. So
I think you should be drunk for the next few weeks we record, Steph.
Well, I think that's basically what the plan is, right?
No, I mean like physically.
Oh. Okay. You know, I'm saying you should be
drink up, Buttercup.
Yeah, I'm saying you're supposed to be drunk for the show from now on.
Okay, all right. You know what?
Called method acting.
Let's test it. We'll see next week if
let's see if you end up. Let's see if you end up throwing a javelin at a kid.
That's why you don't drink, kids.
Whoops. All right.
Okay. Before we go on, Kyle, somebody at work actually asked me about that today.
Oh, no.
It's past the statute of limitations, so you don't have to talk about it anymore. Which, by the way, it is not for murder.
No, there's no murder.
Anyway, yeah, it's fine. Anyway, let's move on. I just didn't want that email.
So, yeah, we're gathering up downstairs. I'm trying to get Kuvion to eat, see if that helps reduce any of her drunkenness, and it doesn't. I think it's
which, as I walk
us.
Down the stairs, it's extremely purposeful.
Wait, okay? I have just the solution. Hold on one moment.
And you see Barry rifles through his bag, and he pulls out these small brownish, blackish beans, and he puts them in like a mortar and pestle, and he mixes them up real good, and he peels out this very precise piece of paper, and he takes the crumbled beans on them, and he pours boiling hot water right over them, and it trickles down and deep and into a beaker, and he hands you a cup of coffee.
This will help. Drink it.
Ow! Thank you, Barry. You know what? You're my favorite.
Less talking, more drinking.
Barry, and I put my arm around him. You know what, Barry? You're such a valuable person in our troop. Thank you so much for being a part of the Bob. I just don't know how we do it without you.
You should thank him by drink. There you go.
And at least you're a nice drunk. So, you know.
Not fun to play an angry drunk. All right, so I start drinking it.
It's just a regular cup of coffee. There's no magic. I just made you coffee.
Thank you.
Cup of Joe.
Coffee actually thanks you.
All right, let's gather everyone and then go about our business. That's what we do. We wait for everyone else to show up.
All right, so you guys do your thing. You have your breakfast. Kuviana drinks her coffee. You guys get ready to go, and you step outside, and you're going to the house that
Balinor sent us to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So you start heading that direction. Wrath.
Yes.
Make me a dex save as a what appears to be kind of a destitute individual with like a wrapping around his eyes. Steps out from an alley, puts his cane forward in a weird way, and it goes right in front of your ankles.
Oh boy. 18.
18. You notice it, you kind of click your toe against it, but you gingerly step over it, and he says,
No, oh. I don't. I step on the cane.
Step on the cane?
And break it.
Okay. And the guy is blind, just so you know. Yeah, he's got like a covering.
Okay,
over
can
his
I
eyes,
reverse
like,
that?
Blind.
Maybe you should ask more questions.
I was going to say, you just
no, I think you did it.
Blind homeless guy? I think I didn't describe it well enough for him to understand.
No, but that's still fucking
time weird. To a tree.
And he says,
tarred feather.
He looks like about mid 70s, beard down to like his chest. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I did not mean to get in your way.
Oh, my apologies. I didn't mean to break your stick.
Oh, oops. It was an accident. I'm sure. Can I ask you a question?
Tell you what. Yes. What? How can I help?
I'm not entirely sure what to do these days. Life here is getting harder and harder by the day. Do you perhaps know a place where I might get something to eat? Maybe lodging for the evening for, and he pulls out his coin purse and he opens it, he shakes it, and you hear like one thing in there around, and he pulls out a coin and he holds it up to you and he says, for this, I'm not sure what denomination it is. It appears to be a copper piece.
I'm afraid you're not going to get much with that.
Oh, bother.
But this might help, and I put in 5 gold pieces in his in his pouch.
Puts his hand in there and he feels and he says, oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
That
should be. Could you escort me to the nearest inn? I'm very wary.
Yes. I go to the others like, why don't you head on ahead of me and I'll meet up with you? This gentleman needs some help.
Oh, no. Wrath. I'll come and come with you. I'll come help you.
I look at Ophelia and just like, please.
Kubi, it's okay. It's okay, darling. He's good.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. Come
Wrath
on.
Is we'll, our Wrath. One of our dearest friends. We need to go right with him.
And I put my arm around like Wrath, like man.
I'm sorry.
He's gonna be okay. He's just gonna walk the showman over to the inn, and we're gonna meet up here in a little bit. And I give like down the road.
I just like nod and it's like I, you know, when I think about it, I would think Kuvion is like can barely reach my shoulders. Maybe it's like halfway like back of my back. It's just like
up here for you, down here for Barry. I'm just talking to everybody. Like it's cool.
It's like
oh sure, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Can I do an insight check on this gentleman?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I should make sure his intentions are pure with our sweet Rathul.
Oh, you're crushing it, baby. Oh,
man. You're doing great. 9.
9? You think what you think.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Like,
we'll I'll be right back.
Yeah. Come on, Kubi. It's okay.
All right. So then I start skipping ahead, singing. Like, just like, okay, and just start skipping ahead.
Sounds good.
But I am singing.
We need to be quiet.
Sir, why don't you follow me? I know the place I was at, I'm sure with that, you should get like room and board for at least a week.
Oh,
maybe a little bit more.
You are quite a man of honor. And he touches your hip and grazes your sword, and he's like, and a man of valor. You know your way around weaponry.
I was luckily part of a family that knew its way around swords. Didn't really do me much good right now because things aren't as great as they used to be. But let's not worry about that. Let's get you somewhere where you can get something to eat. Looks like you can use something to eat.
This is quite. He's like, I used to be a swordsman myself of sorts. I used to create great weaponry.
So they took an arrow to the knee.
Tell me, what do you fight for?
Money. You know, if you asked me that a couple years ago, I would tell you glory, but now to fix a mistake. I don't know if I'll get that chance.
I'm sure your mistake couldn't have been that great. You are seem honorable.
Sure. Like, I'm pretty sure many people might think that, but I still believe it's my fault that things could have been better. But I plan to fix that wrong and hopefully balance the books, as it were.
Perhaps I can assist you in righting this wrong. Things are not always what they appear, my friend.
How so?
That for now. I will find you later. This is a good spot. Thank you so much. I will get something to eat and some rest.
Don't you need a stick? I'm sure I can get something, like...
He says, again, things are not always as they appear, my friend. And he walks into the inn.
You just see Rathul, like, when he realizes that he's probably not as blind as he originally thought he was, he's just like,
I really need to pay attention more often next time.
Do you go try and rendezvous with everybody else?
Yeah, it's just like, Rathul's gotten to the point where he's just tired of shit, and is just like, and just wants to move on. He's like, he's probably thinking to himself, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Join the club.
And just like, walks back, is like, you know, I'm starting to think I shouldn't feel as bad when I stepped on that stick for that old guy.
Oh, everything okay?
Apparently, he doesn't have as much of an issue seeing as we thought.
Did he want anything in particular?
No, he said something that helping me right or wrong is just like, I don't see how he could, but, you know, I'll take any help I can get, I guess.
I'll just be careful who you make deals with, you know.
Yeah.
Kuvi, please climb down from the lamppost.
Oh, Orin, you were ahead of me, man, because I was so about to do something. I like what your thing was better.
Just, come here.
I'm swinging from the light post singing.
So Wrath trotted up behind you guys. You guys are closing the distance at this place, and you see kind of a rundown house that you've been given, you know, knowledge of that this is the house that you're looking for. It's a corner lot. It appears to be slightly run down, as though upkeep on it hasn't been what it should be. The other houses around it seem a little better, but they are in little bits of disrepair, as people don't have, you know, the desire as much anymore to upkeep their stuff with the current situation of the world. But you make your way through, and you make your way up to outside this house.
So before we get up to the house, like we know it's coming up. I'm going to turn to Valeria. I'm like, hey, Valeria, do you mind sneaking around back just to make sure nothing or no one comes out of the back of the house as we approach?
I should be able to do that.
All right. If you hear my whistle, that means just come back around. Otherwise, I'll just yell for you if there's something happens.
Before Valeria goes, I'd be like, hold on a second. Let me check the area out. And I like close my eyes and do a divine sense.
Ooh, smart. Super smart.
Okay.
Did you tell me to stay?
What, can you link that? I know I always ask for divine sense to be linked.
Oh, it's in the chat.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking for very specific wording.
Kuviana, you just stay with me. Hold my hand.
Okay, because I was like, I'm just going to tell you, Lauren, I'm going to run. Or I'm going to sing, or I'm going to dance at any moment that you let me go.
That's why I'm holding your hand.
Now, Sean, if you think I'm over, but like you told me I'm consistently very drunk, right? Like just to make sure I'm not being obnoxious with this, I'm trying to play it right.
But to be fair, to play it right would be to be kind of obnoxious with it.
Sure. Well, I know, but like, God, so, I'm like.
Self-fulfilling prophecy there.
Okay, because Stephanie wanted to just run up and go open the door. Okay, because.
I mean, do it.
I know, but like, Coward. Lauren's holding on to me.
No. Kuvi's got to hold on her tight. She knows what happens when Kuvi on her. This gets drunk. I feel like I've got her. Lauren's dealt with running drugs before. I know how this shit pans out. He says, he chased me. Okay, cool. It's cops chase you. Like,
so you don't sense any evil coming from the house or generally in the area. What you do sense, though, is something of a very good nature. Somewhere in the vicinity of you guys, not like close, but within like a block or two. It's some and an item that you can sense has been consecrated.
As soon as you say that, you just see Wrath like have a perplexed look, and it's like, what the fuck? I think we're
I don't
safe
think
here.
It can tell you exactly the location of it. That's what I kind of the wording I was looking for.
Right. It's like
you can kind of sense it moving around a bit.
It's like there's something here. It's moving, but
it's not in the house. It's like down a street. It's kind of making its way in your direction, and then it stops for a second. Moves
it's like,
again.
I think it's coming towards us, and the thing is, it's good. Not what we've been dealing with is like it's actually good.
Can you sense if it's coming like in what direction or anything like that, or you just know it's coming?
I don't think it.
Yeah, I don't think it.
It does say you know the location,
but it's not if it's in total cover.
Yes,
you know the location of any. Well, that's celestial being fiend or undead.
Yeah,
you also detect the presence or place of objects that has been consecrated.
but do I have like a general direction of it?
It's somewhere down the alley to your right. Then it you can kind of feel it going up. And as you look up to your rooftop to your right, a hooded figure is looking down at you. And as you make eye contact, it like jumps back and you don't see it anymore. You can kind of sense it. And then it kind of just goes further away.
It's like, I think we need to follow.
Could we
just trust me on this, please?
So, Sean, what the housing? What is it like in this area? Like, is the housing or the buildings that are around us a specific material?
Pretty dense. Basically, some of it's brick and mortar, some of it's like plaster work, kind of Victorian style. Very closely clustered houses. Think old England.
Okay, so not
like Victorian England. No, it's city. You're in a city. Like the
I figured. I just thought I'd try.
The chimneys are smoking, stuff like that. Yeah, not really like natural make. There's no tree house. There's no like houses that are made out of trees or stuff like that.
So I'm gonna look at Ophelia and be like, so do we need to hide and follow this guy?
I don't know. I'm a little afraid we're about to chase a rabbit.
I looked at it and saw me, whoever it is, and they just stood there for a second before they disappeared. Like, they want me, like, they want us to follow them.
Or is it a watcher?
I mean, if there was...
Oh, go ahead.
I would assume if it was just a watcher, it would be more of them just to make sure, but who knows? Like, I think it'd be worth to check it out.
As you guys are chatting about this, a small contingent of guards walk up to you. Three of them. And they look specifically at you, Wrath.
Uh-oh.
And they say, sir, orders, you are to come with us.
On whose orders?
I have not been told to give you that information. You are to come with us.
Am I being charged for something?
You are not being arrested currently, but our orders are to bring you to a secure location.
Is he in danger?
I think we're all in danger these days.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
My friend.
I'm going to tell you it is best not to make a scene in situations like this.
I'm going to tell you you're not taking my friend without
Ophelia.
I'm going to tell you people in the city can be detained for public intoxication. You do understand. Correct?
He's fine.
She's fine. Not intoxicated.
And some such as us might do worse with the power they wield.
Can I ask one thing at least? What are my companions?
We were unaware that you had companions, but I would assume they are to come with us as well.
Well, I think that sounds fine.
To be honest, I don't have much of an option right now.
But I'm not being arrested. We're not in trouble, right?
I am unsure of why you are being summoned. It's possible you will be arrested when you arrive there, but I don't see why. I do not see you committing a crime. Should we arrest you for any reason?
Can I roll insight on this dude?
Sure.
I thought you were going to roll insight on yourself to see if you deserve to be arrested.
Yeah.
thing you can do?
Can I look deep? Can I look deep in my heart and know if I deserve to be fucking turned in right now?
I roll a 20.
20? They seem like they're following orders, and that they are doing what they've been asked to do.
Quick question. Is Valeria with us, or did she go ahead and sneak back? Or
I think I waited until he was did his divine sense, so I think I'm still there.
I look at Ophelia as like, you're the boss. If you want, we can go with him, or what do you want to do? I'd rather prevent a fight if we can.
We're not here for a quarrel. As an acting emissaries, we'll happily go along.
All right, lead the way.
Very well. And they lead you through the town. As you guys are going through, a few other guards stop the group. And they begin to talk to the guards, and they say, "Oh, what's going on here? Why where are you taking these people?" And the guards say, "Oh, they're under arrest. We are taking them to the secondary setup we have to place criminals, as the jail is currently full due to your quality work." And they say, "Right. Well, would you like an escort?" And they say, "No, that won't be necessary."
Can I roll insight on this dude?
Sure.
I want to do that too.
I was going to say, yeah, same.
Barry's
25.
Just rolling.
Which
with
dude
it.
Are you rolling insight on?
The one that was saying that we were under arrest and all that.
Mm-hmm. He's lying through his teeth to these other guards.
Hold on. I got to respell real fast. Oh, no.
Hold on, I have a spell for this, too. It's Steph's favorite thoughts. Spell for this. It's Detect Thoughts.
Oh, I was going to do it, too. Oh. I was like, is it evasion?
to the guy that was saying, oh, they're under arrest?
Yeah.
So you hear his cursory thoughts and you hear, fucking bullshit corruption of Sir Lucan. I hope we're rid of this soon.
What was that?
The guy who's escorting you, mm-hmm. when you do a detect thoughts on him after he's saying that you're under arrest, you hear in his mind, you hear bullshit corruption of Sir Lucan. I hope we're rid of this soon.
Interesting.
I'm not going to react until we like walk away because I don't want these other guards to overhear me.
Okay. And, they look at you. And they nod in a direction and they say, "Right, to the shackles." And one of them kind of kicks you in the ankle from behind, Wrath. And
is it like very puny when they kick me?
Yeah, like puny, but he's trying to make it look stronger than it was, like you're actually being punished. This seems like a, mm-hmm. Luke Skywalker dressed as a stormtrooper.
Okay.
Kind of situation.
Then I use my bardic training to act like that I've been I'm being pushed around and go along with it.
Okay,
because I am also a bard, so I can act.
So as you guys round a corner and get out of sight, the guard says, "Sorry about that. Hopefully, things will be made clear to you soon. But we cannot arouse suspicion."
This better be good, is all I can say.
I'm not sure why you're being summoned, but I trust the orders that were given.
I'm going to look at my wife and going to be like,
"Are we going to be part of a secret?"
Yeah, I'm going to be quiet about it. You can't.
Okay, so we're not going to jail. Okay.
No, you just can't.
You guys make your way through town, and all of a sudden the guards look around, and there's like a three-story building, kind of thin, nondescript, as they kind of usher you down an alley. And then there's like a storm cellar that they open, and they say, "Down in there. We'll stand out here, make sure nothing disrupts."
We're going down the sewers again.
It's not a sewer. It looks like it's a storm, like a storm okay. doors that would go into a basement. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It appears to be dimly lit down there.
Not a problem. I have dark vision.
You hear two people talking. One says to the other, "Are you sure he's the one?" And he says, "Yes, I'm sure. I mean, he's as close to pure of heart I've seen in a while." And
Sean?
Yes.
As we're walking down the stairs and the guards have kind of left us, I also am going to go ahead and cast Detect Thoughts.
Okay,
it's not immediate, but it's. I don't think it's immediate. I think it's the fact that lasts for like 10 minutes, if I'm correct.
It lasts for up to 1 minute.
Oh, just kidding. I'll hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Okay.
Keep going.
You guys are standing at the top of this thing. Do you go down in?
It's like, yep. I look at Ophelia, it's like, they're not really giving us a reason not to trust him yet. They haven't arrested us. I guess that's something.
There's something more afoot. Let's be on our guard. And Kuviana, just hold my hand. We'll walk together, okay?
I have to agree with this. I'll lead the way. If there's something happening, I'll take the blow first.
I agree. You should take the blow first. And also, hold my hand.
I hold my hand out for Barry, like me? Or
yep.
You want Wrath? Okay, oh, I thought you were asking Wrath.
No. I was agreeing with the two previous statements. That's all.
I was just thinking that'd be hilarious to see, like, really tall Wrath holding the hand of Barry's hand.
Listen, if you reached your hand out, I would have snagged it. That's really on you.
Yeah.
Divine sense last? Is it just kind of there with you always?
It's like around, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You guys make your way down the stairs and you come to like a small standing area. There's some barrels on one side and kind of rat scurries on the left. It's just kind of, there's like a torch hung and there appears to be like, there's like a door right in front of you.
Reminds me of my old
talking on the other side of the door.
When I see the rat and everything is like, at first I just comment, it's like, reminds me of my old dorm.
Oh, lovely.
And I just go to the door.
Okay. Do you knock? Do you just open it? Do you...
Old Wrath would just knock the door open, but new Wrath is trying to be better and just, like, knocks the door.
Okay. Yeah, you knock on the door. And another... The talking stops on the other side, and you hear, "You may enter."
Okay. And I slowly open the door, making sure everybody's, like, staying behind me.
I now cast Detect Thoughts.
Okay. As you open the door, on the other side of the door, there appear to be two gentlemen. The room is fairly striking to you, as it doesn't seem like it would be something that's just kind of like in the basement of this nondescript building. In the center of the room is a table, and on the table is like models that form what would be like the city and almost like a map. There's suits of armor put in different places down there. There's some artwork that's put down there, paintings of the city and such. And there is a gentleman there dressed in a fine chainmail shirt as well as a plate mail breastplate. On top of it, he has what's a tabard, a crimson red tabard with these blue kind of diamonds on it. In the center of that, there appears to be a sigil of a shield with like an anchor on it. And it's what you would recognize as the symbol of what was the name of the city again?
Trenton.
He's wearing a like a barbute, like a fine helm that's kind of like rimmed in gold trim. And he's talking to the gentleman you had met just a little while ago, Wrath, the homeless gentleman.
I just like when I see him, it's like, something tells me you didn't need those lodgings.
I did not. You see, I've been searching for something for quite a while, and
what is my
sensing your presence, I figured I'd test your mettle, as it were. And the one standing in armor says, he doesn't look like much to me. Are you quite sure? And he says, yes, I am sure. He is the one we've been waiting for. He is worthy.
My eyebrow kind of like twitches when he says, I don't look much. It's like, are you sure that armor's not just for looks?
I assure you it is not. What my friend here, my trusted ally, is saying is that you have the valor of a champion, the honor of a hero, and that you are missing something.
Well, I think your friend's been slightly misinformed. I'm pretty sure you might have heard of the Bear Owl Bureau, yeah?
It does not ring a bell. Oh, the ones from Haven.
Well, if you know about them, you know about me, and
not exactly a hero. If I was, this shit that's happening right now wouldn't have happened.
Heroes come in all shapes and sizes. What my friend here is speaking of is we've searched a long time for a worthy person. And someone to bequeath something to. My associate here seems to think that you have what it takes. Tell me, why have you come?
To Trenton? Or Trenton.
I honestly don't remember, but
you guys came here to seek out Balinor's mom. The last known whereabouts of Balinor's mom.
Let's just say we were looking for an acquaintance of an old friend of mine. We wanted to talk to his mother, but...
Then you... That is the reason why you were standing outside of the mother of one Balinor of Haven.
Do my detect thoughts get anything?
Yeah, so with your detect thoughts, you've garnered several things.
Oh, yay!
Initially, you got, he does not seem worthy of Soulfire. From the home, what you thought was the homeless gentleman was, he is, you would hear, he is a valiant valor. He is worthy of Soulfire. He can probably help us with our Sir Lucan problem. You also got from the guard, if he can rid us of Sir Lucan Delir, then he will have proven his worth, and perhaps we can assist them with more than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do the thoughts like indicate who exactly they are by any chance?
What do you mean? Oh, like these guards? Or these people?
The people that we're talking to, or that's talking about.
You would have gotten things of, you know, he's the finest that's come through here since Sir Lucan took over. Nothing much more than that. They're kind of wrapped in conversation, so they aren't thinking too much.
Okay, cool. I was going to keep that up, and anytime something exciting happens, up until the minute runs out, then I'm done.
So if you know about him, you probably know that there's a reason why we need to talk to his mother.
Perhaps. They stand there silently for a second. As the homeless person then, make me a dex save. As like the wind, something is thrown at you.
15?
15. You catch a dagger right in front of your face. And the homeless person smiles.
You know...
He looks over and he says, told you. He's a warrior of fine stature.
You know, the first time was funny. The second time is starting to get a little old.
I only must prove that my choice was correct.
Choice for what? I'm not exactly getting a lot of information here.
Let me put it like this. This is the one in armor. He says, at the beginning of this issue with the undead coming, and words have been spoken of one Balinor causing a great many of these issues, there was a power vacuum here in Trenton, as I'm sure there was in Haven. Several of my brethren, the less savory of such, and unfortunately the majority, have decided to take power within the city. These corrupt guards have spread their fingers throughout the city, and there's all but been a coup. The city is under somewhat of a martial law at this point. One Sir Lucan Delir heads up these corrupt guardsmen. They lead under the guise of protection, but what they've been doing is ruling with an iron fist. People believe they are safe, but it is but an illusion. Crimes are swept under the rug, bribery is rampant, and those that do not pay for protection, bad things have been happening to. Us, the Free Guard, have formed here. We have a barracks and we help out where we can, but our numbers are slimmer. It seems that where there's money to be made, people's honor fades. We are trying to fight against this, but again, we are the minority and we can only do so much. My friend here and I have been protecting something for years. Sir Lucan Delir desires it greatly. He has one piece of it, and should he find the other part of it, then his power will grow immensely. But we have been waiting to bequeath this item onto someone who both of us deem worthy. Behind him, he goes to a bookcase and pulls out several books, sets them down, and as he sets them down, you can kind of see that they've been cut in half, almost to create like a secret hiding place.
Behind there, there appears to be a small, nondescript coffer. He pulls it out, sets it down on the table, and opens it. And its appearance, though completely innocuous upon opening it, there's a crimson velvet inside. And it holds the hilt of a sword. This sword is gleaming platinum almost. Inset in the base of it, of this hilt, is a sapphire that matches the blue color of the little diamonds on his armor. He says, "This is the hilt of Soulfire. Are you familiar with this blade?"
Could I roll a history check for this?
Sure.
Does my detect thoughts capture anything else exciting?
You're getting kind of the same thing. Just is, could he be the one, like...
21.
21. You've heard tell of a great weapon. It's had several names. Soulfire, Argent Defender, Holy Avenger.
There it is.
Holy Diver.
Good sword.
Good sword. Good sword is good. He pulls it out, kind of spins it. It's got a cross guard on it. It's missing the blade, though. Mm-hmm. The handle is wrapped in a very fine, almost what appears to be dragon scale. And he tosses it to you. And as you grab it, it kind of goes off to the side, but then it kind of veers back and lands in your hand. It's almost weightless.
I heft it around. It's like, I've heard of this thing, but...
Cannot be wielded by evil, says the homeless gentleman. That is not so homeless.
Well, at least I know I'm not evil.
He says, I forged this sword many years ago with some of the other fine smiths in the realms, along with some of the finest elvish smiths, using the knowledge of one Marcus Landor.
What?
We poured a great amount of good into this weapon, only to have it partially corrupted and split. The one who is trying to wield it now and gain its power seeks to corrupt it, seeks to take this hilt, have it reforged from the darkness, so that he may wield it and take its power. One Sir Lucan D'Aleer. We also know a great many things of what you seek as well, and we would give you this information should you choose to help us or not. But should you choose to assist us and prove your worth by slaying the scourge that is Sir Lucan D'Aleer and returning the power of the city to the people, we will reforge this blade and grant it to you and depart with you the knowledge you seek.
I'm rolling insight on this dude.
Okay.
I'm just going to say 9. Deal. I mean,
crushing it, Matt.
Yeah.
He's saying what he's saying.
I got a 24 insight.
He is on the level.
Saying what he's saying.
Ben.
Okay.
I'm not going to say you're lying, because so far you haven't given me a reason to believe you are, but what?
For appearances, Sir Lucan would come off as admirable, valorous. His intent seems to carry its own weight as a power of good. He's great with words and manipulation. But beneath that guise is a heart of darkness. One who seeks not only power, but undeath.
Can I interject for a moment? Because I've got a series of questions. Number one, who are you?
Give me 1 second. I actually have a name for this guy.
You know, that was a fair question. I was thinking of asking him that too.
I am Sergeant Slate, as they call me. But I am... Sir Lishman Slate is my former name before my title was stripped from me by Sir Lucan. I'm no longer recognized as a paladin of this city.
So, when he says sir, that means like he was a noble at one time, right?
A knight.
Me being a noble, would I like recognize that he was one, or is it just like
it's
he
not
was,
really
like...
noble? It's knight. He's a knight.
Yeah.
All right. And my follow up question. You, like, I'm not trying to be judgmental, but you had one interaction with Rathul, and you think he's the chosen one to wield the Soulfire?
One interaction that you've seen.
You know, I mean, that's a valid point. I can't argue that one.
You know, she's got you on that. It's like, I really haven't done much. I'm aware of my own being, and I'm well aware that I actually haven't been very... good lately. I mainly just do what needs to be done.
You have struggled
You have struggled, but you've showed nothing but honor. I know you seek to right a wrong, and I wish to assist you with that. But in order to convince my associate here, you must prove your valor and worth.
So you need us to go and deal with this Sir Lucan problem for you, then?
It would be advantageous. We will not keep information from you that you seek.
And
you do know this kind of sounds like you want us to commit what would be, to many people, regicide?
I do understand, but perhaps these will convince you. And he pulls out a bunch of, like, newspaper clippings. And as you kind of peruse them, it talks about the good that Sir Lucan Delir is doing. Hanging petty criminals, beheading thieves, harsh punishments. As you kind of peruse and read through, it seems that a lot of his prestige comes from ruling with an iron fist. Some of it seems like just almost for fun.
Sergeant Slate, I understand the intent, but once he's out of the way, Lucian is out of the way, what happens next? What's the next step for you? Do you take power? Do the people take power? Is America?
Democratic elections within the city will be put forth. A new leader will be decided by the people. I do not wish power. I wish my title back as a knight. I wish to serve this city like I have for many years. I wish for good to return to the realm. And in that note, I wish to tell you that Balinor's mother is no longer here. She was escorted away just after this.
She's in another
Her house castle. Has remained vacant. And I apprehended you before you entered because that house has magical protections. Ones that are of an unspeakable nature. I can help you enter that house, and you can do your investigation, but...
Do you know where she was relocated to?
Seemed to have been done overnight one evening. After we had heard that it could possibly be Balinor that was causing all of this, a few of my guards, the unfortunate ones, went there to seek her out. They are buried just within the walls.
Does Lucian have any ties with Balinor?
It is possible. As I said, he seeks undeath himself. And I believe that one who seeks such a things might find good company with this Balinor.
I look to Rathul. It's your decision. They are asking. We will back you. I will back you.
I'm looking through these news reports, and do they seem like as what he's describing look as bad as what he was doing?
It looks pretty bad. And it looks like the writer of these treats it like it's a positive thing. As though you better do what Sir Lucan says or this is going to happen to you.
And I feel like because
they were almost written out of fear or coercion.
I like to think because I'm also a bard, like I can kind of read between the lines.
Yeah, it's coercion. And it's propaganda.
I look at Ophelia's like, I normally would just like leave this to your decision, but I feel like we have to do this, boss. These people need our help, it seems. And I would like to do some good with my life.
I look at Valeria.
Oh, well, it is sort of keeping with the family traditions, trying to overthrow corrupt governments. Hopefully this will go better than my father's first attempt.
You know, hold on, Benjamin. And then I like, squeeze Barry's hand. I look down at him. I'm like, what do you think?
As always, I'm just following your lead.
All right. Kuviana?
Hey, wait. Yeah. Are we going to go get a bad guy?
We're going to go get a bad guy. Are you ready to go?
We're going to go get a bad guy. We're going to go. Guy.
Your friend seems like they are in their cups a bit.
My wife and I, we were at that tavern last night, and we spun a little thing, and it made a surprise drink, and apparently hers has a more of a lasting impact.
Oh,
just,
I am quite familiar.
I am fine. I'm just excited to go get a bad guy for once. Been a long time.
Okay, Kuviana, it's okay. We understand. Yeah, that's so we're on the same page.
So
I find no quarrel here. The gods, as they were, created merriment. I do understand. I'm guessing she spun the wheel.
Yeah, I'm landing on.
Yep. I see how it is.
Yep.
Well, I guess you just hired the Barrel Bureau.
No. We're here with you, Rathul.
And he says, before you even say Rathul, because you haven't given your name, he says, no, we hired Rathul and his company.
Well, I guess you have your man then.
Very well. The information I might give you is that Sir Lucan Delir currently resides within the militia building. The lower levels have been converted into more jail cells, though they empty faster than they can fill. I'm sure you can guess how. He spends the majority of his time there. He used to walk amongst the people, but he's been holed up there for some reason. We're unsure why. It is well guarded and well protected. Either you can attempt to lure him out, or you can go in under the guise of stealth, or depending on how capable you are feeling, you can just barge in the front door. But I will say that a lot of his men, though they do bad things, they are not evil. They do so only because they fear, at the most minor, losing their jobs, at the most greater, death. Fear is a very powerful weapon.
I think I might have an idea, but first I need to ask you, how does he feel about visit dignitaries?
He has not spoken to any in quite a long time. Generally, he would send an envoy to speak with them. Glad hand, keep up appearances. He would rather keep outsiders out and insiders in.
What if they were like a member of a major household off of an island full of samurai orcs?
I don't know that he would treat with that. He might send someone out finely dressed to take them about the town and hurry them out of the city. Like I said, he doesn't want the surrounding areas to know the full grip of his power. He wants to keep up appearances as though things are fine. Nothing has changed.
Would he change his mind if he knew that said dignitary held a piece of something he wanted very badly? And she just kind of motions at the sword hilt in Rathul's hand.
The guard that was wearing the helmet takes his helmet off. He's got a scar down his face, bright blue eyes, gray beard. Kind of looks like, what's his name from The Witcher?
Geralt?
Yeah, Geralt. He looks over at the homeless gentleman, and the homeless gentleman says, "This is the best shot we've had in years." He's like, "I leave the decision to you." And the guard sighs, and he says, "Well, I do not believe that your last shot is getting further and further from being possible to stop him without taking some risks.
The sword I'm so has happy called to have to your you. Trust.
He says, the sword has called to you, one that is not of good, could not wield it. I trust that you will make good decisions.
I better, because if not, we're probably going to be dead.
TBD!
As yeah. we...
Season 8, coming in hot.
Well, I guess this, what's his name, sir, what?
Sir Lucan Delir.
I guess Sir Lucan is about ready to have a visit from Rathul Mazahigi.
Very well. Be careful. Be cautious. His words are honey, but his intent is poison.
Good thing I don't like honey, then.
Go with the light.
Or poison.
Go with the light. Please, free this city.
I can't make a promise, but I'll give you my best.
That's all we can ask for.
Could we have a moment for to kind of suss out our plan for a second? Group talk.
Wouldn't hurt.
Chat. Let's
please.
Group chat.
Says, I can leave you your privacy, they say, and they both kind of look at you, bow, and then walk out another door.
I make sure they're gone.
Yeah, they are gone.
All right, team, what are we going to talk about? Are we going to huddle? We're going to chat?
As soon as they leave, I just look at Philia and the others. Like, I think I just fucked up.
No. There's a lot that just happened in a short period of time. Are you okay? Do you want this?
Do I want the responsibility? No. But you saw those papers, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this guy's pretty fucking horrible.
You don't understand. It's like, I left a lot just so I can have my own glory, but none of that came to mind that I would be trying to save a city, but I feel like we have to do this. Something tells me we have to do this.
you know, if it, or Kuvion and I wanted to open an investigation bureau, not realizing it would turn into this. You know, sometimes destiny just chunks itself at us and we just got to take it with stride. Now, it's up to you what you want to do. You know, you'll have our support. But if we're going to go after Sir Lucian, then we need to make sure we've got a formatted plan.
Well, they did bring up the point that these guards just are doing their job. And I like to minimize casualties as much as possible.
It doesn't excuse, but I mean, we could get into logistics of that later during the reason.
Oh, I get it. It's like some of them are bad apples, but I'm pretty sure some of them aren't exactly terrible. But
we can get into that semantics later. The big thing is figuring out, like they said, he's got honeyed words, and they've got more bodies than we do.
You know? That's why I'm thinking maybe the whole idea of using my family name with the sword. My guess to have like a more private conversation. It may be a long shot, but it's something to try.
Or he could just outright surround us and murder us and take the sword for himself. I mean, we don't really know exactly what we're going up against. It's like, you know, throwing spaghetti noodles at a wall or something. And we just don't know
what's spaghetti noodles.
Spaghetti noodles. That's right. Spaghetti and seeing what sticks.
I prefer ravioli, but I get what you mean.
Point still. You've got us. You've got the support. We'll suss it out.
All right.
At that.
So we better.
Oh, go ahead.
It's like, all right, I'm willing to take any ideas you have. I'm not exactly the brightest one in the bunch. I am aware of that.
Well,
we have all got our strengths and we all got our weaknesses.
Well, even if he does surround us, if we can eliminate him, if we get in the same room as him, we should be able to end this.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard.
We also need to check and see if he's got any primary henchmen that follow his orders. It's typically people of great power don't, they're not alone.
They didn't have their own toadies, is what you're saying.
Most likely, they'd be the people who would be there to surround us.
What were you going to say, Stephanie?
Oh, I was just going to drunkenly run up and grab Rathul and hug him and be like, I believe in you. You're wonderful.
She's proud.
But then I was like, okay, I really should be dropped.
Rathul has like this most awkward look. Is like, how tall is Kuviana?
I am 5'5", 5'6", if I remember.
And I believe Rathul's like 7'1" or something like that. So it's just like kind of raging down. It's like, thanks. And he's like, patting your back.
So here's my concern. He's chasing death, right? And he's been holed up in a jail cell that's getting emptier by the day. We don't exactly know what's happening down there. We don't know what's waiting for us.
Not a jail cell. He lives in the militia building. There are jail cells downstairs, is what they would have explained to you. Yeah, it's kind of like the guard headquarters.
Okay. I got the part where he's in the militia, and then they took the militia building, my apologies, and then he took the lower level of that and turned into a jail cell, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then he's just stuck. He hasn't.
He's on. Yeah, I think he said the second floor was his office.
Okay. What's I did it? Well, let me adjust my notes real fast.
Sir, so please. You think he's either creating an army or eating the prisoners?
It's hard to say what.
Or both, I suppose.
Or something worse. He might try to be like what Balinor is.
So if we could get some intel as to what it is, or I know I'm not a stealthy individual. It'd be great if we could sneak in there, corner him in the office.
I am. I'm super sneaky.
I'm sneakier.
I mean, fair, but I'm super
I can
sneaky.
Fly.
Well, I don't have that.
Well, then we'll give you guys a little bit to plan as you're kind of standing around discussing and you look down at this city map. You can see the militia building there with a large red X on it. And as you kind of stare and begin to plan, that's where we'll end this episode.
Okay, toodles. Bye.
Bye.
Kyle.
No, I'm still awake. Okay. Well, as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast the ways that you've always kept in touch with the podcast. Till next time, toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.